Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of Catitude is brought to you by Leela Quantum Tech, transforming pet wellness through the science of quantum energy.
Feline friends, welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Byrne. Today, we have a show that is probably like none other that I've had on Catitude. We're going to explore something so interesting and so helpful for your cats. If I tell you quantum energy, you'll probably go, what? But my guest today is going to make it very relatable and understandable. And this can do amazing things for your cats. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Todd Shipman. He is the educational manager for Leela Quantum Tech. Welcome, Todd.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Michelle.
I'm so excited to have you on. So for my audience, and I think for most people that, you know, for anyone that's hears the word quantum, they go, what? What is that? And they try to relate it to maybe a TV show that was on decades ago or something. It just, they don't know. They think it's kind of strange. So before we go into who is quantum tech, can you give a little bit about your background?
Yeah. So I've just been in the like alternative health, the biohacking, anti-aging space for the last like 15 years. And I just find it that it's more important and higher focus for me because that type of stuff like alternative health tends to be more root cause fixes. So not just slapping band-aids on symptoms, like let's figure out what's really going on. And that has just driven me to find like, you know, I've got lots of kids and all the way right now that are age of 13 twins and a mom who's 74 and trying to navigate what's healthy and not. And a lot of it, it's very overwhelming. And I like to dig deep into science. So what I have found is something that I enjoy, a passion, is reading this really heavy science and then being able to regurgitate it again so that my twins can understand it or my mother can understand it and they can actually utilize it. So I got into the quantum energy section, though, honestly, just to debunk it because there's, you know, I found there's a lot of unethical marketing out in the world. If you're just scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, you'll see these like quantum patches for your phones and stuff. And like that stuff where they're just really stretching the term quantum and what it really is. And, you know, today what we'll be talking about is quantum energy. And quantum energy is the energy behind the matter at a subatomic level. So think about like on a piece of paper and you take a pencil and you start writing. It's literally the space in between that lead from the pencil and the paper in a visual matter, right? So it's at the very lowest point. And it's not a positive energy. It's not a negative energy, but that's where the benefit is because it's a neutralizing energy. And what that means is it's going to neutralize anything or harmonize anything that it comes exposed to, which is kind of where we're getting the benefits with our products at.
Okay. And what is Leela Quantum Tech?
So we are a company that, again, so quantum energy is not something we invented. Quantum energy has been around since the existence of time. And some people can relate to it. If anyone of your listeners ever has heard of like Joe Dispenza, he's really made it where he's like, let's tap into the quantum field. And that's kind of what we're doing here. It's not something that anyone invented. It's just part of existence in nature. And what we have done with it, though, is we have a proprietary technology where we can harness and concentrate this quantum energy into products. And that is where the benefits come along with. For example, specifically with cats. So you have your cat walking around with almost like this bubble wrap of protection of any type of environmental external style stressors, right? So your microwave, your Wi-Fi router, our cell phones, things that we can actually verifiably show negatively impact the human body. We can also show that it's negatively impacting our cats and our pets and anything that's pretty much biological doing that. So what our products are doing again is kind of creating this bubble of protection, which, you know, it's kind of like if we were to take ourselves and put us out in the middle of nowhere, no technology, nothing. Let's say we're out camping in Yosemite for a week. Like, we just generally start to feel better because we don't have all these external things that are stressing us, which means our blood can flow better. It means we can heal faster. Our brain is more calm. Like, our we have certain brain wavelengths. We have alpha, gamma, beta, theta. And these alpha and the thetas are when our brain waves are active, but those are calm, we're relaxed, we're in a nice flow state, we're meditating style. And if we're in a beta or a gamma, that's kind of where we start to get anxious and nervous. And the same things we can show happen with pets. So our products are keeping these animals, because it's protecting you from things like EMFs, that EMFs, like in our cell phones, are actually triggering the bad beta and gamma wavelengths. We're showing that our products can neutralize that and allow us to stay calm. So it's a very vast variety of things that we see with the benefits. And we have lots of double-blind placebo-controlled studies, even with cats.
Okay, thank you for that information. Let's talk about something that people might be confused on, is that there's quantum physics and there's quantum energy.
Yeah, and there's quantum mechanics, there's quantum biology, there's a lot of things. And in the reality where we're stepping that, we're actually at quantum, more in the level of quantum physics. And the 2022 Nobel Prize in Physics was actually awarded to the study and research on quantum entanglement, which is also part of our products and technology that we have. So that's at the level that we're, like, again, there's a lot of different quantums. And where we're at more so is in the quantum physics level.
Okay, let's talk about how quantum energy affects our pets. So I know that people have been using it for a while, but it's kind of new to the pet world. Why is this something we should consider for our pets, for our cats?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think with most studies and research and products, right, and just in general, are geared towards humans as opposed to animals and any type of pets or horses, anything of that sort, and just general. And I would love to see that change, because I have lots of pets and I view them as my kids. For me, you know, I call them fur babies or whatnot, but they're my kids. Like, they're no different, you know? So I want everything them to have a healthy life, just as me and my actual human children. So
you have cats too?
You know what? So it's funny, because I listened to your Nick Lachey podcast the other day, and my wife is severely allergic to cats, and that's why we don't. Growing up, I always had cats. My parents always had, you know, two or three cats all the time. I grew up with that. And then my wife is severely allergic. When I was listening to the one about the Live Pure. I learned so much about that, because I always thought it was the dander. I always just assumed it was the dander that caused the problem. So that was actually a very informative podcast. Thanks for supplying that to the audience. But so I do not have cats. All my friends have cats. My best friend has Maine Coons that are a good 40 plus pounds, and they're awesome. So, you know, and I do love cats. I just, my wife, I was like, oh, maybe I can shift something over with this. But I also live out in the country, well, as country as you can get for California. So I have lots of bobcats and mountain lions and foxes and coyotes in the area. And I would just be devastated if anything ever happened. So that's kind of what's kept me away from also here, let alone the fact that my wife.
Okay. But you know cats, so you can relate.
Yeah.
So Todd, one of the products that Lila has, and you talked about a bit earlier, was the Heal Collar. First, before we get into the products, how does quantum energy, how does that affect our cats? I mean, cats seem to me, and all dogs, I think all animals are kind of, I think, more sensitive to certain things than humans, you know, that besides of, you know, their scent, they pick up on certain energies, I think, more so than humans. I just believe that. That's my thought. But I've heard that over and over from experts. So it would seem to me that quantum energy would be really beneficial to our cats, even more so than to humans because of how sensitive they are to picking up on different energies. But so how does it work for our cats?
Yeah, you know, I think there's really no, it'd be hard for someone to debate with you exactly what you're saying, that like cats are just more intuitive. And I think humans in general are very intuitive as well. It's just that we have a lot of outside things happening. We have things that are causing dopamine hits, or constantly scrolling through our phone. We get adrenaline rushes and serotonin and bad sleep and everything that really affects us, that kind of disconnects us from our, in like our body. It keeps us more in our mind, not in our physical place. I believe, at least like with animals, they don't really have that. And they're very in tune with their awareness. They're very in tune with sound, their senses, vibrations, when things aren't right. Like I think you can always tell, like, your cat or dog doesn't like someone, you know, you also be like, that's interesting. You know, so I think they're very in tune with that. And I think that also, like I said, is like for us as humans, it's like, okay, well, gosh, I woke up this morning, I had to do this. And we have so much in our mind going on that we tend to, a lot of us, not everyone, tends to kind of disconnect from our physical body. And we're so much in our mind that we are a little less aware of what's going on in the environment like they can. They can see the adjustments and changes, the Schumann resonance. They have like PIMF mats, you know, pulse electronic magnetic frequency mats. And the human world is more common. It's also really common in horse racing. But like we as humans can't feel it. If you turn one on, your cat or dog will go right to it and lay down on it. Like, it's really crazy. It's really cool to me to see that. But with quantum energy, again, so what we can talk about again is all the external factors, which in general, I don't want to like hyper-focus on this, but in a real life scenario, most people have a Wi-Fi router in their house. If you have a phone or multiple phones, you have Bluetooth on your, connected to your, whether, you know, it's devices, it's your TV, all these are putting out what we call electronic magnetic frequencies. And we can show through studies that this negatively affects our body, whether it's human, anything that's biological, even plants are negatively impacted by these frequencies, cell phone towers, all of this. And by no means saying this is a fear mongering, it's just educational, and we can show the problems. If you put your cell phone on, what it does to our brain is wild. And if it's doing that to our brain, we can also show us doing it to our pets and cats' brain, you know, and it's not in a good way. So it's causing stress, it's causing adrenaline. We're seeing that the blood clots up, and not clotting like you're going to die, but it thickens up really hard. And when you have thicker blood, our bodies just don't function as well. So that is exact same thing with cats. So when we're wearing things like our collars, it's protecting them from that so that they can be around that stuff without the negative impacts. And again, so we can show this with, you know, we have multiple double-blind placebo-controlled studies with animals, which, you know, in the research side, animals are the best right now because you really don't have much of a placebo with an animal, and you can control an animal's diet much easier than a human's. So, you know, that's one preference. When we're doing these with cats and we're working with veterinarians, they can go ahead and they can do these blood tests, and we can see live blood analysis tests and show like that what's happening, even though the cat and any pet is not even aware of what we're doing. Oh, we put this new collar on you. They're not going to go, oh, I just feel better, right? Like, they can feel better, but they're not thinking that really in their head to the point where it's deterring or changing up the studies that we have. So again, what we're seeing with, especially with cats, is a better, you know, it depends on where we're going into this, but like the data is showing that they have better blood flow, their heart rate variability, which is like the HRV. Think about it as like your, like people have aura rings or something. It's kind of like, what's your sleep score and what's your readiness score? If it's really high, or HRV is part of like your central nervous system, and how relaxed, how recovered are you? So we can see that it actually increases these data points on cats.
Okay. And by wearing the collars, the energy reduces the stressors?
Yeah, it neutralizes them. Yeah. So they're still there, but it neutralizes the impact that has on the bodies.
Okay. Great point. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Oh, sure. It's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone. That's right. We're animals. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm talking to Todd Shipman from Leela Quantum Tech, and we're talking about, you know, quantum energy. And let's get back into how it affects our cats. Now, the questions I get frequently from my audience is, does it harm my cat? How will it affect my cat? How will it affect my cat's behavior? Because especially with new concepts or concepts that are not common, as cat lovers, we always think, what's it going to do to my cat? So the product, there's a few different products. Let's just talk about the collar. So I get the collar from Leela and I put it on my cat. How does it work and can it harm my cat at all?
First, most important, there it's absolutely impossible for it to harm you. It's not a forceful energy. It's a very passive and subtle energy. Think of it as like life force energy. So nothing of it will have, there's absolutely no negative effect because it's something that's already around us. This is just more at a concentrated level. But one of the more recent studies we did that ended in February, we did about a year-long study. And this involves veterinarians and also owners. And we did these double-blind, placebo-controlled. And again, this is simply just from wearing this collar. And with the veterinarians, again, double-blind, placebo. So they had 30 pets that they started. This was a pilot study that we did. And they basically did 2,400 measurements across like 60 different tests. So very significant. And basically, veterinarian diagnosis is they were doing like clinical evaluations between like vitality, sleep, behavior, and digestion type of thing. And then we'd also work with the owner and do surveys with them where they're, that's more subjective, of course, but their subjective reports were back was like the mood, the energy, and the well-being of the cat. And all of the things that we saw were consistent all the time across the board as positive. So things that we're seeing is, again, better digestion, so better bowel movement. And this can go really into, we can explain every single thing, which I think is really cool. But so just very similar to humans, we have a gut biome in our stomach. And if it is messed up, if it's stressed, then we tend to have digestive issues. And EMFs, electronic magnetic frequencies, are a really heavy hitter on stressing the bacteria in our gut. So if it is stressed, it's not going to digest, it's not going to utilize, and not going to be able to benefit from everything it's eating. So if we can take away that stress, now our bodies and cats' stomachs can do what they're meant to do, which is digest, break down, and absorb the nutrients better, and then you'll have better bowel movements. We see better temperament. And that's an interesting one thing to me because it's like, okay, so why? I've been pretty lucky. Like I've had one cat that was pretty, you know, I never knew if it was going to slap me or nibble at me and all everything else, you know, they're always really happy. So I don't have personal experience saying like, oh, cats are, you know, always a little heavy or stern, but they're showing that like, oh, the cat's more cuddly. The cat is way more lovey. And these are things that again, these are subjective. So they're not the actual like blood tests that we did. I do think it's very impactful when you have a cat and it's in your life every day and you start to see adjustments with it. Like that's a big difference when all you did was change a collar on them and the owners aren't even knowing what's happening. They don't know what's charged with. They don't know any of these things. They just know they put this collar on, but they can go, oh, look, like it's having better bowel movements. It's actually sleeping more and its temperament is better.
So I have a misunderstood cat. I have not used the collar on her because she's anxious and it's hard to catch her. You should see what I have to go through to take her to the vet. So would this collar make her relaxed? I mean, one of the things that I'm sure that people would like to know is how do you notice the changes in your cat? I mean, you put the collar on it and then the next day your cat's chill or it takes time. And what are the short-term results and what are the long-term results?
That's a great question, Michelle. And really what we're seeing is these results are pretty much instantaneous. So this isn't something where it's like, hey, let's wait 5 to 7 days and see. Like, I do believe that with, you know, at certain time, like with digestion and stuff, it can take some time because it is a whole process. But again, just the best way I can describe this in a way is like, imagine if you just walked around with this bubble wrap of protection, whether it's things that are causing anxiety. Now, exactly with cats, you know, it's like, okay, well, why is the cat like that? Was it because it came from an abusive home prior? Right? Because I'm sorry, I assumed that you said it was a rescue cat or the previous time, but like before it became to your home, right? Like what type of life did it have? Was it something that caused trauma? Was it caused that? And these can, at least we can show that again, it's going to lower the beta and the gamma brain wavelengths, which are what cause anxiety, cause fear, cause all the negative things we have, depressive feelings. So when you can lower those and increase the alpha and the theta, it creates just a more calm environment. So again, depending on the root cause of the timidness of the cat, I do think for sure, I'm always very confident that it's like that you will see an adjustment. We have other products that are for humans specifically, but also animals will benefit from just from being in this space. We have these like big blocks and we call them like quantum energy generators. And all the time, my animals will go lay next to it. I have a dog that will go lay inside of this big block without even like, hey, come over here. Like they just go into it. They'll sleep in it because you can always just tell like it's a safe space for them. And I know that can sound really odd, but I've been doing this now for 6 years and it's kind of, you know, something I see all the time and the stories I hear all the time. We have this huge Telegram group. It was like 8,000 people. And Telegram is great because we're not monitoring it or managing what's being said. So it's all users. And you can go on there and see all the time where people are like, oh, my dog has surgery and the recovery, they're actually laying in my block. And so very similar to what the collar can do. I'm just giving you another example. But what we can also see is a 200% increase with healing. So wound healing. So if your cat was to have a surgery, having this collar on there because you're protecting it from other things, it can, you know, focus on healing itself faster because your cat's mitochondria isn't having to protect itself again from the cell phones or the cell towers it lives next to or the Wi-Fi. And it can focus solely on just healing those wounds twice as fast.
Let's talk about some of the Leela Quantum products. So we talked about the collar. There's also a frequency card. How does that work?
So the frequency cards are very, very cool. They're exciting because they're about the same size as a credit card. You can have them in your pocket. You can have them in your wallet. They're the exact same size, so they'll fit anywhere. And these are imprinted with very specific frequencies. And we have, 40 to 45 different types. And they can be used on humans and animals as well. So you can put these cards if you wanted, and I'll go into the frequencies in a moment, but you can put them anywhere, like for example, under a cat bed, wherever your cat is actually spends most of its time. You can also obviously move it all the time just because of how small and of course mobile it is. But what they're going to do is put off basically about a 3-foot, what we call like a quantum field with these frequencies that your cat would have access to. We have one specifically for cats. And we have ones, whether it's like calm and rest, we have ones for like anxious cats. We have ones that are going to be like EMF, like I said, protection. We have like happiness. We have gratitude, things that can still be very relevant for cats, I'd say. We have some that are for like just again, sleeping. The list is so wide of what these are doing. And they're basically putting that into the cat's field.
So how would you know which one to get?
We actually have one just called like the Heal for cats. Like, so Heal is H-E-A-L. Okay. So it's Heal. And it's just putting out a ton of different frequencies for like higher vitality, energy, overall wellness. So there's like, when you have these frequencies, it's like basically, a lot of these frequencies are actually made by previous customers. We have contests and stuff on our Telegram group where it's like, hey, let's make these new products and what do you want in it? And they'll make it and they'll have like 130 different types of frequencies blended into these cards so that it's putting them off. And it could be like nutrients, calming, again, especially for like anxiety or stress.
Okay, I have used the frequency card on my cat, and this is one of my cats that I call her the diva, Molly, and I put it where she sleeps, and she's pretty much dictates that's her spot. And I have noticed a change in her because she's normally very kind of hyper aware, hyper anxious, where you can't touch her certain times. If you pet her twice, that's it. You have to always be aware that you might get swiped. And, you know, that's how she is. But I have noticed a change, you know, as you mentioned, cats being a little more cuddly. I've noticed a change and I was pretty amazed by that because she was a rescue. She was born on my front steps. And so she's, you know, been inside most of her life and been in a home, but she still has that kind of feral attitude, you know, stay away, protect. And it was a nice change to see. Let's talk about, I want to hear about some testimonials, but let's talk about the Heal food container.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really cool product. It's pretty much our newest product, I would say, that we've had put out there. And it's also just what we're finding with this is it's kind of similar to hard block. So any food that you're putting into this, our food container, it's going to harmonize it and structure it. And we can show that it enhances the digestion availability, and one really cool thing. Now, we actually have not done this, but I just want to explain the benefits of it. We haven't done these tests with cats, but it's the same exact technology. So it's going to be the same like with humans, but we're seeing is when they're charged with these type of things, the version that we found for humans, that it brings in almost a 90% reduction in stress that certain food and ingredients have on people. So we have not done this exact study on a cat or a dog or any pets yet, but that's where we're moving towards to in the future. But like what we can already see with humans again, so it puts like a 90% reduction stress on sugar, gluten, lactose, all that type of stuff. And these are just possibilities that we'll still have time to do. We still need to do studies on the animals, but it should be the same results that we see with pets as well. So because you're charging the food with quantum energy, which again is harmonizing anything that's actually harmful in that food.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about any testimonials. Do you have any testimonials that you can share?
We have a lot. Again, from where we focus on testimonials, again, are on our Telegram group. It's the easiest access. And that's why we have, like I said, 8,000 people. They're just on there sharing their experiences. And it always goes, again, to more vitality, especially with, you know, especially with older cats that may not be as energetic as they used to be. It can bring that back. My belief to that is, again, just better blood flow. When you have blood, is the entire, it's the key point for healing things. So if you are, all these other external stressors are coming around and it slows down the flow of blood, then you heal slower, which can also cause inflammation and everything in the joints, and it can make your cat a little less active. So if we can put them in an environment where their blood is flowing faster and smoother and just more effective, kind of like in its back in its natural state as it was, then you're going to have a more active cat. You're going to have a more higher personality, bouncing cat that is just enjoying life a little better because it feels better.
Okay.
So again, that's kind of where we see what, like, pretty much the testimonials are pretty consistent with that, like healing them faster after surgeries and just a better temperament.
Okay, thank you. So Todd, these are exciting products. Do you have anything coming up for 2026?
Yeah, the two things that we're going to be coming out with is basically a cat water bowl. And when it's going to be charged with the quantum energy, what that's doing is it's taking the water back to its most primal state, like structured water, which a lot of people are learning about. It's taking it back to spring water, which is more alive. It's way more hydrating than tap water that has been stressed through pipes and gone through 90 degree angles and added all these things. And then if you are not in a place where you want to purchase an entire food container that we have right now, we're also going to be making bowls. So just like actual food bowls that will still be charged with the quantum energy.
Okay, wonderful. Where can people find out more about Lila Quantum and about Lila Quantum products?
We have Lila Q, so it's LEELAQ.com, and that is going to have all of our products on there. We have the same thing as Lila Quantum Tech on social media. And if you have any interest in, like, again, you know, because we can sit here and talk all day, Michelle, about it, but if you want to hear other people, like the testimonials we talked about very vaguely there, it's, you can go into our, from our link in bio on our social media, you'll see the Telegram groups and join those. And you can ask any of the questions on there. Again, we don't have any control, or, you know, we're not telling people what to say on there. And you have thousands and thousands of people who will, it's a very active group. So you get on there and say, hey, my cat is doing this. What do you think it could benefit from, or what product? And besides hearing it from us, you will get a whole list of options from other people in the group that aren't really connected to us. They're just customers. And that's always a place I think is best, because when I'm looking for products and stuff for, like, you know, my lifestyle, I'm not always looking to go directly to what the company is saying. I love to see, like, real testimonials. And if I can find, like, a group like some on Telegram and hear totally unbiased stories, that's my preference. So that's always my go-to for suggestions, is to go to our Telegram group and people on there will help you and tell you their personal experiences as well.
Absolutely. Testimonials are, they're proven. They're like reviews, you know, they're just outside sources that give us, as when we're looking at different things, a wealth of information. Todd, this has been such an interesting show. I want to thank you so much for coming on Catitude and sharing information about Lila Quantum Tech and how quantum technology works. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. Again, thank you, Todd, for coming on Catitude. So in closing, I just want to add that Leela Quantum brings a new dimension of wellness to help your cats live calmer, happier, and more balanced lives. And they have a special promotion for us. Elevate your pet's energy and well-being through the science of quantum energy. Discover Leela Quantum Tech's advanced pet wellness tools and enjoy 10% off at LeelaQ.com. That's LeelaQ.com when you use the code CATITUDE at checkout. And that is spelled CATITUDE. Use the code CATITUDE at checkout and get 10% off. I hope you all enjoyed this show. Please be sure to check out Leela Quantum products. That is again at LeelaQ.com. I want to thank Todd for coming on CATITUDE and sharing all this wonderful information about quantum energy and the great products that Leela Quantum Tech has to offer for our cats. Thank you to my cat testers, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. You guys did a great job. Thank you to everyone listening. I appreciate it so much. I look forward to hearing your testimonials once you try Leela Q products and let me know what you think about it. And of course, thanks to my producer, Mark, for working his magic and making each and every show sound amazing. Now, hey, remember, lose the attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.